Welcome back to the Fusion Fest. I'm your host, Zachary Hunter. Before we get back into it, the usual, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. All right, now that we've got the station ID out the way, this week is a pretty important week for me. Not so much with school, but school is, it's getting to the end of the semester. I'm just ready for that to be over with, I think, as a lot of us are. But on Spotify, as you all know, with Spotify Wrapped and everything coming to a close, or whether you're listening on SoundCloud and you're listening to the, I think they have the 2021 playback, I believe that's what it's called. Checking right now, just so. Yeah, the 2021 playback. And it shows you all your favorite songs. And of course, one of my favorites, Masayoshi Takanaka, he definitely was in the top charts, and I found out recently, as of a couple of hours ago, that they put his, they put all of his albums out on Spotify finally, because for the longest time, you just couldn't listen to him on Spotify, so you'd have to listen to the, you know, the poor recordings that you could find on SoundCloud, or you'd have to go on YouTube and listen to them, but, you know, most people don't have YouTube Premium, so you were sitting through ads while you were listening to the songs, but they just put all of his albums out, and it's great because now I can finally stream them on Spotify, and the sound quality is a bit better than it is on SoundCloud, but it's on Spotify, and I figured what better way to celebrate one of my favorite artists, favorite guitarists, than to just have an entire week dedicated to him. So on this week of the Fusion Fest, week 7, it's going to be all... Masayoshi Takanaka, with one song by The Sadistics, was the band he was a part of, but we'll get to that about halfway. So without further ado, one of my two favorite songs is what we're going to start off with. So the first song we're starting off with is called O Tengo Suerte, and I think that means like, oh, the luck I have, or oh, what good fortune. I don't speak Spanish, I'm sorry, apologize in advance. And the next song we're going to go into is called Tokyo Reggie, which might actually be my favorite song by him, but I have a lot of favorite songs, and he's one of my favorite artists, just favorite artists in general. So without further ado, let's actually start the show. So the first song, O Tengo Suerte. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. Okay, that last song was Tokyo Reggie. I do apologize for adding it so late. I'm so used to listening to the song on SoundCloud where the song kind of like bleeds into the next one. And in this case, it does. Tokyo Reggie being the second half and then O Tango Suerte kind of being that first half. I'm used to thinking about it that way, but it's its own song and they're both really good. They always put me in a good mood. And just a lot of good memories associated with these two songs. And so I'd highly encourage all of you, if you get the chance, definitely check out the album Seychelles. Seychelles, it's named after the African country, the African islands of Seychelles. A really cool place. From what I've heard, I've never been, but I do plan on making it out there at some point. The album's called Seychelles, and those first two songs of Tango Suerte and Tokyo Reggie are the first two songs. They always give me like kind of like skydiving vibes, very, very island, like organic vibes. Don't really know how to describe it, but we're going to move into kind of his next big album because the Seychelles was his first album. And this was really his next big album. So this next song is called I Remember You, and the song after that will be Sweet Agnes. These two also kind of go together, at least for me. So I Remember You, another one of my favorites. So we'll get right into that. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, that was I Remember You and Sweet Agnes, both off of Masayoshi Takanaka's self-titled album, just titled Takanaka. I think that came out in 1977, so I don't know if it was quite a follow-up to Seychelles, but I know a lot of people consider it kind of his sophomore album, so that's how I've always considered it. He might have had some smaller projects in between them, but I always really consider this his official second project. So I Remember You, Sweet Agnes, really good chords, and especially on the guitar there. So always a delight to listen to. But next up, we have a Masayoshi Takanaka song, obviously, but this is also featuring the band he was a part of called the Sadistics, and this was the band he kind of toured with before he broke off and did his own thing. And this song's called Blue Curaçao, and if you've been listening since the very beginning, this is the song that I actually started with in the first week of the Fusion Fest, so kind of a throwback from September, some 3 months ago, and this is Blue Curaçao. Coming up next, and then after that we'll come back, and then we've got something else. So Blue Curaçao, without further ado, hope you enjoy. Thank you. All right, we're halfway through the program. That last song was Blue Curaçao. If you're just now tuning in, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. All right, so kicking into the latter five songs, the latter half of this track playlist, we're going to be moving into kind of continuing into his like middle of his career, so like the 80s, and we might get a bit back into the 70s, but we've got his album T-Wave. I always love the art. It's like him kind of in this like tuxedo. It's like white. It's got like a white blazer on, but it looks very official. But he's just chilling in a really nice convertible on this beach with like the island sunset, and it's just really like aesthetically pleasing. So this next song is called Early Bird. It is off of his album T-Wave, released in 1980, and then following Early Bird will be Wild Momo, also from the same album. So we'll get straight into those songs. Hope you've been enjoying so far. Okay, that was Early Bird and Wild Momo from the T-Wave album. I think that whole album is just so underrated. I mean, Early Bird's a good song, Wild Momo, and there's a couple of other good songs that just didn't quite make the list. I only had an hour, so I had to kind of grab songs from different eras and grab songs from different albums, but I think what I like most about Takanaka is that he's not only an incredible guitarist, if you didn't know he's the one on guitars and all these songs, but he's also an incredible composer and arranger. Like, all of these songs that you're hearing that he's playing off of these albums are all original arrangements. You know, he does have albums where he's just kind of covering other songs, but even then, he adds his own unique flair onto it, and he does inventive things. Like, I don't know if you heard on Early Bird, but the first thing you hear is kind of an alarm clock going off, and then that alarm clock motif kind of it continues throughout the song, and then with Wild Momo, you kind of hear, I think you hear, like, cowbells, so I don't know if, like, that has anything to do with, like, with cows and, like, the mooing, but... I don't know, just doing stuff like that and being able to kind of keep that fast tempo, but also just having a very relaxing feel to it, I think is something really unique and something special that he's been able to utilize with his guitar and with the people he's playing with. So, I mean, incredible guitarist, incredible composer and arranger. So, Yeah, that's that. So this next song, Blue Lagoon, if you do remember, this is the song we played in week one of the Fusion Fest. However, that version was the 2001 version that he played at Live Teria, which I believe is a Japanese venue. I don't think it's nearly as big as Budokan, but this is a venue where a lot of like rock musicians play at. But I think this is the original version, but this is off of the Super Takanaka Live album. So I don't know if it's the most original version, but it's the furthest version of Blue Lagoon I could find. So I'm just gonna go with this. This one's from 1980 for off the Super Takanaka Live album. But anyways, I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've been here for a while, you might have heard this one before, but it's another favorite of mine, Blue Lagoon. All right, without further ado, we'll get right into it. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Blue Lagoon. I think the time is currently 9:45. Let's see. Oh yeah, I think it's 9:49. So we've got almost enough time for these last two songs. We'll see how it goes. So I think I'm just gonna let these next two songs go. So this next song is called Brazilian Skies off of his Brazilian Skies album. This is from Masayoshi Takanaka, of course. Really good album. And then the next song is called ESP from his Insatiable High album. So I'll just let those two songs go, and then I'll come back for the outro. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Okay, and that was Brazilian Skies, and that last song we heard was ESP by Masayoshi Takanaka. You know, I wanted to do this to celebrate the 45th anniversary of his Seychelles album. He's one of my favorite artists, and he's definitely been probably the most influential artist that I've listened to. I really enjoy all of his music, and I think a lot more people should be listening to him. He makes great music. The vibes are immaculate, as I would say. And, you know, I hope you all have been doing well. I hope you all are taking care of yourselves. It's the holiday season. You know, with everything coming up, it's getting colder outside, so hopefully you all are staying warm out there with the December weather kicking in. But that was really the last song I had for this week of the Fusion Fest. I hope you all really enjoyed it. And let me know, send me some suggestions through Instagram of just some songs that you all appreciate, or if you see me in person, just, you know, if you want to send me an album or send some songs along, I'm definitely open to listening to them. And I love promoting like new artists and new musicians, so if you want your song on the Fusion Fest, definitely shoot me a line and I'll get it on there. But you know, enjoy your week. I'll be back next week. I don't know exactly what the theme is going to be for week 8 of the Fusion Fest. At some point, I think I want to do something Christmas-based, but honestly, at this point, I'm not really entirely sure if that'll happen next week or the week afterwards. So I think I usually figure out the theme of the week a couple days before the actual show, but in this case, I figured out the theme about a couple hours. So if you leave this stream with anything, it's that you should probably start listening to Masayoshi Takanaka, because he's an incredible musician, and that's really all I have to say. So take care of yourselves. I hope you all enjoyed the show tonight, and one last reminder of our station ID. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Zachary Hunter, the host of the Fusion Fest, and two more shows left, December 10th and the 17th. And I plan on continuing this even there afterwards, but this will be the last 2 weeks I'm in the studio, so this has been kind of a fun experiment. I definitely want to continue doing this in the future in some capacity and in some other medium. So hope you all enjoyed the show tonight, and stay safe, you know, and good night from me. ¶¶